Adele is Adele. Adele Atkins is not a small person, okay? This woman's numbers would have been fantastic with or without the Oprah interview, the interview with Vogue, the photo shoots, the interview with Apple Music, which I really loved. I loved the Apple Music interview a lot. She doesn't have to do all this. We're in a town where people are being lazy. Labels are being lazy. They're not investing in promo. And she reminded me of why I love pop culture. Because when I think about what made me love pop culture, it was promo. I'm a classic man. Hello, you are welcome to episode 49 of the Classic Manny Show. It is your boy, the one, the only, and I am here with an unplanned mini episode. I thought it was only right to do a mini episode talking about Adele's fourth studio album, 30. This album, boy, I have so much to say. But before that, make sure to use the hashtag TCM Show. Also, I want to incorporate dilemmas into the podcast. I want to be your agony gunkle, okay, uncle? I want to be your agony gunkle. So if you want to send any dilemmas that you want me to talk about, you can use the Curious Cat link. I don't think you need to have an account on Curious Cat to do that. You can just send it to me. Something that could be about relationships, friendships, career, whatever you want me to talk about and give advice on. 30 is the fourth studio album from our actual UK baddie, Adele. She is a North London babe, just like me. I don't think she lived that far from me before the fame. So, yes, this album touches on her divorce with her ex-husband, the guilt that comes with making that decision, especially due to them having a child and her choosing to leave the marriage. Motherhood, fame, and it also touches on falling in love again. Now, I think it's only right to talk about the beginning of this era. So this era, it started off with the single Easy On Me. Easy On Me quickly became very successful, as we've spoken about in the previous episode, and it kind of set the tone for what to expect from Adele. Now, I want to talk about Easy On Me for a second before we get into the album, because people have shared their thoughts on this song. People are saying that, number one, it's Adele being Adele, it's a classic Adele sound. People are saying that, oh, it was too simple. But I think the common theme of this album and this era is intent. And I think as we go on, you'll understand my point. But I do love Easy On Me. I feel like it just being her vocals and the piano is very intentional. It's very intentional and it makes sense. I think people talk about Easy On Me as if it's a bass song to sing. It is not an easy song to sing. It requires you to have the best breath control. Especially if you're going to go from singing the verse straight into the chorus. It's not easy. So all that stuff, love it. But yes, I really do love this album. I'm a good choice of point. I love this album. I love this era. One of my favorite albums and eras, not just this year, but in the last couple of years, I'm being honest with you. And I'll get into the whole promo thing as we go along. But I want to give my thoughts on each song individually. The first song is Strangers by Nature. And I feel like it does set the tone sonically and lyrically. It starts off with her saying, I'll be taking flowers to the cemetery of my heart. I said, how deep? That is a very, very deep lyric. It's very deep. It's very to the point. Shalena, listen, we are talking about heartbreak. And I think people are shocked that even though she's the one that caught up the marriage, that she still feels heartbroken. I think it's possible, especially when you're considering the fact that, yes, you are, or you both brought life into this world. I can understand that. And of course, time. I watched her interview with Oprah, and she spoke about how she will always trust him. She will always love him. Like, there's nothing, it's not that bad. There was nothing that bad that happened, like cheating or him being abusive, according to her words anyway, that made her want to have the divorce. She just wasn't happy. But of course, it's still a loss regardless. But that is the first song, and I feel like her vocals and the vocal layering is amazing, and that remains consistent throughout the album. The second song is Easy On Me, which I said was the lead single for the album. I feel like the purpose of it being the first single was to throw us off, because as I said, this is a song that is very simple, it's very Adele, like she doesn't require much to give us a solid song. It can just be her voice, a piano or a couple of instruments. I think people thought that Easy On Me was a reflection of every single song on the album or a majority of the songs on the album. If you look at the last album for 25, her lead single was Hello, and I feel like that sound remained consistent throughout the album. I think there was one song, it was Summer Love to Your New Lover. Every other song on 25 was more so slow tempo with a bit of mid-tempo here and there. But this album surprises you. People complain about being too simple, but I've seen people cover the song and they've had to change it up so they can actually sing it live. It's not easy, especially, and you know what? I feel like she really challenged herself with this song because she could have easily got background vocalists as she did in this album, but she's relying on her voice and her voice only to be able to carry the song through. If not, it would just be the piano and it'll become an instrumental. But I do love this song. I feel like it's grown on me. I feel like I liked it in the beginning, but I love it even more now. Now, the first song on the album is titled My Little Love, and this song is a conversation between her and her son, not just lyrically, but also voice notes included. She said in an interview that she was inspired by Tyler, the Creator, as well as Skepta. I think they've had albums where they've included voice notes. She found the way they did it very nice and effortless and really helped tie the message together. This happens here as well in this song. First of all, where do I even begin with this song? Because there's so much to talk about. I want to talk about the placement of the voice notes. The voice notes were placed in the song very well. With her and her son, Angelo, where they're having an honest conversation. And then there's one at the end where she sent a voice note to her friend. Like, she's having a meltdown. She's having a panic attack, essentially. And I found it very relatable because I also come from a single parent household. From my childhood, it was just me and my mom. And the questions that Angelo had, I had those questions as a kid. The way Adele felt, my mom and many other single parents have felt that way. I think that's what really got me. And I swear to God. But this time, it was about 12, 10 in the morning, my eyes were just watery because the honesty, I've not really seen that being captured this accurately. I love the vulnerability. I think throughout the album, she remains vulnerable. Like, she doesn't ever chill for a second. Like, every song is her. It's almost like a diary. And I think I love it for that reason. When I first played My Little Love, I had to pause. When the song ended and get myself together because you feel every emotion. The next song on the album is Cry Your Heart Out, and this is where she begins to surprise us. This song is practically reggae. Adele said, Island girl. I said, whoa. And I think from this point onwards, I was wild by the relatability of My Little Love, but I was wild from Cry Your Heart Out in terms of the sound. She literally showed she can do it all and do it effortlessly. This could have been a very cringe song, by the way. Cry Your Heart could have been very cringe because knowing people are inspired by something, but then there's no authenticity that makes sense. She took that reggae sound, but she also mentioned that her vocals were still Adele, if that makes sense. And I think I love that song for that reason. It is really amazing. The vocals on this song, especially the ad-lib towards the end, amazing. So the next song is Oh My God, and the title is very fitting. It's very fitting because I said, she's giving us pop. She is giving us pop. I can actually imagine her doing this song with Sam Smith. That would be an amazing collab. But it's very poppy. I do like it. Is it a favorite? I won't say it's my top five, but it's close. It's very close to my top five. But I love the feeling. I can imagine being using a commercial. It slaps. It's really good. At this point, Adele has given us classic Adele ballad. She's given us the reggae, given us the mid-tempo pop. She now gives us country. Now, is it my personal favorite? No, it's not. It's not my personal favorite. I do appreciate it for the vocals. It's not a song that I would skip if I played the album start to finish, but it's not a song that I would actively go and listen to, like how I'll listen to the other songs on this album. The next song especially is my favourite. So before I get into that, let me finish my point on Can I Get It. But as I said, I love the vocals on this song. I can actually imagine it being amazing live, but it's not a song that I personally would go to. I do love country music. It's not that I don't like country sounds, but I just don't think I like the song for me. But the next song is top two and not number two. This is my song, I Drink Wine. Now, when I saw the title, I thought the song was going to be childish when I saw the title. I said, really, Adele? Are we sure about this? But it is really amazing. Like, the lyrics are so relatable. The vocal delivery of I Drink Wine reminds me of Amy Winehouse. It reminds me of Aretha Franklin. It reminds me of Church. I hope I learn to get over myself. Stop trying to be somebody else. For we can love each other for free. Cause everybody wants something. You just want me. Oh my God. You better believe I'm trying. That song is just, oh my God. The lyrics is so beautiful. It's actually the one I relate to the most at my current age and to my experiences. I loved this song from the moment that she performed it during her Oprah interview, and I was waiting, I was gagging for this song to be available on streaming platforms. The label said that they were worried about it not being suitable for pop if it was going to be a 15-minute song. Respectfully, who cares about radio at this time? Like, what? Radio is amazing, yes, but I don't think radio is as powerful, especially maybe in the UK, as it was back then. Like, I lived on the radio chart. I loved Choice FM. I loved Kiss. This is Hot. All these songs. Maybe the audience does love radio, but we also do stream music. In the time that we're in, a lot of artists depend on streams. But with Adele, I don't think she depends on streams. Like, who cares? I drink wine. I would have taken even an hour at this point because I play that song on repeat all the time. The ad-libs on this song, one of her best vocal performances ever. Now, as if I couldn't get any more surprised, the next song, All Night Parking, I could not believe my ears. I said, what I love about this song is that it's meant to be an interlude. It is nearly 3 minutes. Like, and I kind of found this to be a low dig. Because how can you... We are in the time of 2 minute songs on Spotify, Apple Music, or streaming, period. And she said, y'all's 2 minute songs are interludes. I love this song because it's actually R&B. And with Adele, I've been very careful with labeling her songs R&B. I couldn't believe my ears. It's so sexy. It's so sultry. This song made me want to get a bae. So that we can enjoy this song together. Have you heard Adele do sexy before? I'm not sure we have, you know. When I really think about it, like, she's always been talking about, like, heartbreak, sadness, you know? But to hear her just own her sexuality in this song and just be so naughty but classy with it as well. Amazing, amazing. This is the kind of song I can imagine on Insecure. And someone even tweeted out on Twitter as well, like, fuck, I'm not alone in this for. I could hear this song on Insecure. That's how good it is. The next song is Woman Like Me. Oh my God. This is where her low registers and her low tone shines. I think it's quite similar to All Night Parking, so the low register. But in Woman Like Me is where I noticed it properly. So the low register. Woman like me. Oh no. It is so sad. No, in this song, Woman Like Me, I realized that one of her strengths is her low register and her low tone. Woman Like Me reminds me of Rihanna's Yeah, I Said It. In terms of the low registers, it being so sultry, so naughty. I love it. And the lyrics in this song, you can hear that Adele has done the self-work. Like, she knows what she possesses, what she carries as a person. The next song is Hold On, which I feel is classic Adele, but it is also her more mature vocally. She performed it on the Oprah show as well. I really loved it, and I really loved that performance. The lyrics, once again, is so deep, and this song really shows how good she is with her words. Like, her pen name is one of the best, especially when it comes to the musicians of our time. One of the best. The way she articulates herself musically and lyrically, oh my God. Amazing. And the performance here is really good. It's a really good song. The second to last song is To Be Loved. Ha, yeah, yeah. Now, this 6 minute song, God have mercy, she went in again. This is Adele with just her voice and the piano. And she did tease this song. And I was like, Adele, don't do this to me. I want this song now. When I listened to this song, I really understood why Adele said that she cried a lot during the recording of this album. And I applaud her so much for being vulnerable, because I've been vulnerable on this podcast in my own way. Of course, I've not been divorced now, but I've spoken about daddy issues. I've spoken about breakups. I've spoken about failed friendships. And to be open and honest about that, it is not easy. I'm not going to ever come and lie to you guys. Me coming to even talk about it on the podcast, I need to brace myself. You know what I'm saying? So for her to go into the studio to talk about what she's been through, all the emotions, the accountability, throughout, oh my God. Amazing. Like, this is 6 minutes of greatness. Every time I play this song, I've had to close my eyes and just take in the words and the emotions. It really gets you in your feel. The last song is Love Is a Game, which I also believe she performed on Oprah. Love this song. I absolutely love this song. It is just a perfect way to end the album. The way the song even fades away as it ends. Oh, what a way to end the album. Like, at this point, I felt so proud. The last two songs are long in duration. I think they're both 6 minutes. I'm going to check the duration of Love Is a Game. I think that's also 6 minutes. Let me check. Almost 7 minutes. And I don't feel how long it is. Sonically beautiful. I can imagine it live. I can imagine it being used as the last song for a show. I feel like it would be good to end a live show with this song. But I know she could use a song that is popular, like Someone Like You, or this is a well-known song. Maybe I might be wrong, but this is the perfect way to end the show. Like, I can imagine her waving to the crowd as the choir is singing and the song begins to fade. It'll be perfect. But yes, that is my thoughts on the songs individually. Now, my final thoughts on this album, this era, Adele. Now, my thoughts on the album, I have not had high expectations be met like this in a long time. It has been a very long time since an album has impressed me to this level. Of course, I love Summer Walker's album. It's still an amazing album. But my expectation for that album was not high. My expectation for this album, based on the promo, based on the Oprah show where she performed some of the songs, and hearing her vocal growth, and hearing what the songs were going to be about, I was like, my expectations are very high. I'm really proud of Adele. Like, I don't even know her personally like that. But I'm really proud of her. I'm really proud of what she delivered. This is a proper album. I don't want to hear people saying, why did she get this award? I don't want to hear Adele say, oh, he deserves this award instead of me. Adele, when you get these awards, not even if, when you get the awards, do not thank anyone but yourself, your child, your ex-husband if you want to, the producers, people that helped you in terms of your friends, the people that have supported you. Do not give this award to anybody, please, because the work, no, please, please, please. You have put in too much work into this era, especially, to be saying, oh, this person said it. Not 25, I can understand that one's small. But this one, that I'm not going to allow to happen. I'll personally flag there and stop you. But yeah, I love it. Everything she's going to get, the numbers, the success, the praise, she deserves it. I feel like to take this album seriously, you need to be someone that believes in self-work. Because if you believe in self-work, you will understand where she's coming from. But if you're not respectfully emotionally mature, or in that place in your life where you want to be, emotionally mature and deal with your emotions, you will not connect to this album at all. As I said, for me, I've not gone for a divorce, but I do the self-work. So hearing Adele do the self-work as an individual and put it into her music is really inspiring. And I think she's inspiring people, especially women, to not settle in what you're not happy in. I think that is what I also love about this album. Like, she made that choice. She's Adele. She could have thought about the fame. She could have thought about her child. Of course, she thought about her child, don't get me wrong, but she thought, oh, let me, for the sake of the kids, whilst she's not happy. The kids will know that, okay, sometimes happiness means you being alone. If that makes sense. So I do appreciate this album for that reason. In terms of the album and the promo, I love how intentional Adele was with this album and the era. Like, Adele is Adele. Adele Atkins is not a small person, okay? This woman's numbers would have been fantastic with or without the Oprah interview. The interview with Vogue, the photo shoots, the interview with Apple Music, which I really loved. I love the Apple Music interview a lot, etc. The live performance yesterday, the NPR Awards, I think that's what it's called. It's a three-letter word awards, Sha. She performed Easy On Me. She doesn't have to do all this. We're in a town where people are being lazy. Labels are being lazy. They're not investing in promo. And she reminded me of why I love pop culture. Because when I think about what made me love pop culture, it was promo. All these things are so important. And despite her having the fame and the reach and the core following and fan base, Adele still chose to promote herself as she's a new artist. That is what is crazy. I really do love that for that reason. I hope it inspires these labels and these artists to really put money into their artists. Like, put money into them and invest in them. Like, it doesn't have to always be money as well. Like, I loved how To Be Loved was promoted through a video. She just put on her webcam camera and sang her heart out. That in itself is promo. If I compare it to, for example, I discovered Bella's Good Thing on No Signal, but Bella also teased Good Thing on her Instagram with a short clip. That is promo. That is a way of promoting yourself. So there's different ways. That's not to all be money, 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 money. But put yourself out there, you know? And she really spoke about the TikTok generation that we're in. And I'm happy that she stayed true to who she was sonically as well. I hope it inspires artists to not make TikTok a priority. I was even talking about it on Twitter the other day. That's me up in my drafts. I love songs that do well on Twitter because people actually love it, not because it was made for TikTok. For example, Amari's Sad Girls Love Money, Summer Walker's Potential. There's these artists that will release these TikTok songs and they can't perform it live, number one. Number two, they hate it later on because it's not them authentically. They're just making quick music, if that makes sense. So I love Adele for just staying true to her, because she mentioned it herself, there was that pressure to make songs for TikTok. But that is my thoughts on the album 30 by the one and only Adele. Let me know your thoughts using the hashtag TCM show. Don't forget to follow the podcast TCMoneyHQ on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. My personal accounts, TheClassicMan on Twitter, TheClassicMoney on Instagram and TikTok as well. Don't forget to leave a review because it really does help the kid. And as I always end the podcast, don't forget to always do you and be unapologetic. Bye. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man.